I love to talk about the subject of imagination. Our imagination is a gift from God. It's not just a creative tool only for creatives to get to use. It's an essential key to living a championship life. Now think about a potter shaping his clay. There he is at his potter's wheel with a mound of clay in front of him. He doesn't just start working randomly. He's got a vision in mind. He has an image of what he wants to create. Hebrews 11:1 tells us this. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The unformed clay, that's our faith. It's the raw material. Our faith is the substance, and our hope, powered by our imagination, is the vision of what that clay is meant to become. So, how do faith and imagination work together? Meditating on God's Word allows us to see all that He has for us. Meditation on God's Word is the power behind our imagination. Meditation builds imagination, and imagination fuels our faith. Faith brings the unseen into reality. Your imagination is where faith begins to take shape. It's where the unseen becomes real before it ever manifests in the natural. In Genesis 15:5, God told Abraham to look up at the sky and count the stars. Why did he do that? He did it to give him a picture to hold on to ignite his imagination. God wanted Abraham to see his future before it happened. What you see in your heart matters. If you can't see yourself healed, whole, successful, or victorious in your imagination, how can you walk it out in faith? Champions use this principle every day. This isn't just a biblical principle. Champions use it all the time. Olympic athletes visualize the win before they ever step onto the track. They rehearse the race in their minds. Every turn, every step, every moment, seeing themselves crossing the finish line first. Science proves what God already designed. Mental rehearsal strengthens neural pathways. What you focus on determines what becomes real to you. Joshua and Caleb saw victory in the Promised Land while others saw giants. David saw Goliath defeated before the battle even began. Abraham saw God providing before he ever saw the ram in the thicket. What are you seeing? Faith or fear? What are you imagining? Your imagination is either working for you or against you. Fear paints pictures of failure. Faith paints pictures of victory. So what are you believing for? What's the vision God has given to you? Take a moment and see it. Close your eyes and imagine the promise fulfilled. See yourself walking in it. Feel the joy. Feel the peace. Feel the confidence. Now, put the Word of God behind it. Find scriptures that confirm what God has already promised. Speak them out loud. Declare what you see. Your imagination is a God-given tool. Use it. Use it to build faith, to shape your future, and see yourself as God sees you, walking in victory and living as a champion. This is how faith and imagination work together to bring the unseen into reality. Champions see the victory before they ever step into the ring. What do you see?